Section 8. Pairs of words with different stress. Page 37. Example.
A record. To record. Perfect. To perfect.
Section 9. Stress marking. Exercise 44. Page 41. Listen to the following extract from Down and Out in London and Paris by George Orwell. In the book, mark the stressed syllable in the words underlined.
I stayed in the streets till late at night, keeping on the move all the time. Dressed as I was half afraid that the police might arrest me as a vagabond, and I dared not speak to anyone, imagining that they must notice a disparity between my accent and my clothes. Later I discovered that this never happened. My new clothes had put me instantly into a new world. Everyone's demeanour seemed to have changed abruptly. I helped a hawker pick up a barrow that he'd upset. "Thanks, mate," he said with a grin. No one had called me mate before in my life. It was the clothes that had done it. For the first time I noticed, too, how the attitude of women varies with a man's clothes. When a badly dressed man passes them, they shudder away from him with a quite frank movement of disgust, as though he were a dead cat. Clothes are powerful things. Dressed in a tramp's clothes, it's very difficult, at any rate for the first day, not to feel that you're genuinely degraded. You might feel the same shame, irrational but very real, your first night in prison.
Page 43. Secondary and primary stress. Example.
Supersonic.
Exercise 46. Page 44. Listen to the words shown on this page. Mark the secondary and primary stress. 1.
Anniversary.
2.
Definition.
3.
Epicurean.
4.
Mediocrity.
5.
Metaphysical.
6.
Mortification.
7.
Proclamation.
8.
Regeneration.
9.
Valediction.
Page 45. Tertiary stress after primary stress. Example.
Cannibalism.
Exercise 48. Page 46. Listen to the words and phrases shown on this page. Each has two stressed syllables, with the earlier stressed syllable carrying the primary stress. Mark the stressed syllables. 1.
Rainforest.
2.
Octosyllable.
3.
Revisionism.
4.
Caretaker.
5.
Castaway.
6.
Undercarriage.
7.
Upbringing.
8.
Obstructionism.
9.
Office holder.
10.
Estate agent.
11.
Record library.
12.
Oedipus complex.
13.
Uncertainty principle.
Page 46. Tertiary stress between secondary and primary stress. Example.
Indefensibility.
Exercise 50. Page 47. Listen to the words and phrases shown on this page. Each has three stressed syllables, with the last stressed syllable carrying the primary stress. Mark the secondary, tertiary, and primary stress in these words and phrases. 1.
Coeducation.
2.
Intercontinental.
3.
Sadomasochistic.
4.
Valetudinarian.
5.
Received pronunciation.
6.
Coefficient of friction.
7.
Occupational therapy.
Exercise 51, page 47. Listen to the words shown on this page. Mark the stress. 1.
Tyrannicide.
2.
Indivisibility.
3.
Sacrificial.
4.
Caretaker.
5.
Liberator.
6.
Adolescence.
7.
Sacrosanct.
8.
Intellectual.
9.
Unconventionality.
10.
Capitalism.
Section 10. Stress shift. Page 49. Example.
Middle-aged. Middle-aged spread.
Exercise 54. Example.
Arrangements made at the last minute. Last minute arrangements.
Exercise 55. Example.
Atmospheric. Atmospheric pressure.
Exercise 56. Example.
Next door neighbors. Neighbors who live next door.
Section 11. Compounds and phrases. Page 53. Early and late stress. There are many English expressions consisting of two words or in which two words have been combined.
Central heating. Picture frame. Dishwasher.
Some of these have early stress. Primary stress is on the first element.
Picture frame. Dishwasher.
Some have late stress. Primary stress is on the second element.
Central heating.
Can you give any guidelines for the placement of stress? Write down what you think before you continue. Page 54. Early and late stress. Some guidelines. Early stress is usual in compounds in which the two elements are written as one word.
Dishwasher. Blackbird.
Expressions consisting of noun plus noun.
Picture frame.
Late stress is usual in expressions consisting of adjective plus noun.
Central heating.
Note that a word ending in ing may operate as a noun.
A washing machine.
A machine for doing the washing.
A swimming lesson.
A lesson in swimming. Or a present participle with the force of an adjective.
A moving story.
A story which is moving, emotional. Or a verb.
Moving pictures.
Pictures which move. Hence, movies. Exercise 59. When you have completed the table on page 55, you can listen to the text to check your answers before you compare your version with the key.
I'm taking Spanish lessons at the moment. I attend evening classes on Monday evenings at the local community centre. We've got an English teacher, and of course her Spanish accent isn't perfect. But she understands the problems we have, and we're making progress. Some of us have formed our own study group, and we meet during the week to practice. One of the members is a civil engineer, whose driving ambition is to go to South America. Another is a driving instructor, who keeps his grammar book in the car so he can study between lessons. Occasionally he forgets and amazes his pupils by giving directions in Spanish.
Exercise 60. Notice the difference in stress.
A blackbird.
A kind of bird. Turdus merula.
A black bird.
Any bird which is black. Page 56. Late stress is regularly used where the first element names the material or ingredient out of which a thing is made.
A rubber duck. Paper plates. Cheese sandwiches. Apple crumble. A pork pie.
Note, however, that expressions involving cake, juice, water take early stress.
Almond cake. Orange juice. Barley water.
Page 57. In names of thoroughfares, note that all take late stress except street, which takes early stress.
Melrose Road. Lavender Crescent. Oxford Circus. King's Avenue. But Gower Street.
Section 12. Alternative pronunciations with different stress. Page 60. Example.
Co-driver.
The blocks stand for
co-driver.
Exercise 64A. Page 60. Look at the dictionary entries on this page. Listen to the main and alternative pronunciations. 1.
Absolute. Absolute.
2.
Backgammon. Backgammon.
3.
Backpedal. Backpedal.
4.
Caviar. Caviar.
5.
Cigarette. Cigarette.
6.
Manageress. Manageress.
7.
Submarine. Submarine.
8.
Adam's apple. Adam's apple.
9.
Ice cream. Ice cream.
10.
Radio alarm. Radio alarm.
Exercise 64B. Listen to these words. For each word, circle the appropriate stress pattern shown in exercise 64A. 1.
Absolute.
2.
Backgammon.
3.
Backpedal.
4.
Caviar.
5.
Cigarette.
6.
Manageress.
7.
Submarine.
8.
Adam's apple.
9.
Ice cream.
10.
Radio alarm.
Exercise 65C, page 61. When you've done exercise 65A and B, listen to these sentences. For each of the words or phrases underlined, identify whether the stress pattern used is that of the main pronunciation or the alternative. Circle the correct letter in the book, M for main or A for alternative. 1.
Is value-added tax charged on video cassettes?
2.
My neighbour is a violinist. She plays a violin made in the Virgin Islands.
3.
Old leather books can be preserved by treating the surface with Vaseline and wrapping them in velveteen.
4.
I was once offered a job doing a voiceover for a television advertisement. The pay was marvellous, but I developed an infection of the vocal cords and couldn't do it.
5.
Who said that the only meaningful statements are those which are verifiable by sense experience?
It sounds like Voltaire.
Page 62. Examples.
Applicable. Applicable.
Exercise 66C. Page 62. When you've done exercise 66A and B, listen to the following four sentences, which include the words listed in part C. For each word, transcribe the pronunciation you hear and say whether it's given in the dictionary as the main or alternative pronunciation.
The brochure is intended for a wider readership, and not all its provisions are applicable to every reader.
Damage to houses caused primarily by subsidence has declined over the past decade.
Many young people living a communal lifestyle feel that the authorities harass them.
The controversy over clandestine activities undoubtedly contributed to the unpopularity of the government.
Section 13. Suffixes. Page 63. We can identify three types of suffix from the point of view of stress. Stress-neutral suffix. The suffix doesn't affect the location of stress in the stem to which it's attached. For example,
full, beauty, beautiful.
Stress-imposing suffix. The suffix causes the stress to fall on a particular syllable of the stem. For example,
shun.
Stress always falls on the syllable before the suffix.
Fashion, emotion, information.
Stressed suffix. The suffix itself is stressed. For example,
ease, Japanese.
Section 14. American pronunciation. Page 67. Some differences between RP and General American. 1. In General American, where there's an R in the spelling, it's always pronounced. First, you will hear the RP version, and then the General American.
Bird, bird, cart, cart, teacher, teacher.
Exercise 70. When you've done the exercise, you can listen to the words and check the transcription in the key. 1.
Stir.
2.
Third.
3.
Leader.
4.
Larger.
5.
Barn.
2. In some words, such as fast, where RP has R, General American, like Northern English accents, has A. First, you will hear the RP version, and then the General American.
Pass. Pass. Bath. Bath. After. After.
Exercise 71. When you've done the exercise, you can listen to the words and check the transcription in the key. 1.
Craft.
2.
Flask.
3.
Laughter.
4.
Banana.
5.
Past.
Page 68. Notice that not all RP, R sounds are pronounced ah in general American.
Father.
Father.
3. The distribution of back vowels is different. Compare RP.
Oh. Lot. Odd. Or. Thought. Law. North. War. Ah. Start. Father.
General American. Note that there's considerable variation among speakers of General American, and not all speakers make all the following distinctions.
Ah. Lot. Odd. Start. Father. Aw. Thought. Law. Aw. North. War. Oh. Force. For.
Exercise 74B, page 70. Listen to these words. For each one, circle the appropriate pronunciation, RP or General American, in exercise 74A. 1.
Staring.
2.
Careful.
3.
Dearest.
4.
Experience.
5.
Variation.
6.
Sincerely.
Page 70. 6. T voicing. In general American, T can be voiced when it occurs between vowels at the end of a stressed syllable. For example,
shutter.
Shutter.
It may sound identical with D. For example,
shutter.
Exercise 78.
The car was a dark blue 7-passenger sedan, a Packard of the latest model, custom built. It was the kind of car you wear your rope pearls in. It was parked by a fire hydrant, and a dark, foreign-looking chauffeur with a face of carved wood was behind the wheel. The interior was upholstered in quilted gray chenille. The Indian put me in the back. Sitting there alone, I felt like a high-class corpse, laid out by an undertaker with a lot of good taste. The Indian got in beside the chauffeur, and the car turned in the middle of the block, and a cop across the street said, "Hey," weakly, as if he didn't mean it, and then bent down quickly to tie his shoe. We went west, dropped over to Sunset, and slid fast and noiseless along that. The Indian sat motionless beside the chauffeur. An occasional whiff of his personality drifted back to me. The driver looked as if he was half asleep, but he passed the fast boys in the convertible sedans as though they were being towed. They turned on all the green lights for him. Some drivers are like that. He never missed one. It had been a warm afternoon, but the heat was gone. We whipped past a distant cluster of lighted buildings and an endless series of lighted mansions not too close to the road. We dipped down to skirt a huge green polo field with another equally huge practice field beside it, soared again to the top of a hill, and swung mountainward up a steep hill road of clean concrete that passed orange groves. Some rich man's pet, because this is not orange country. And then little by little, the lighted windows of the millionaires' homes were gone, and the road narrowed, and this was Stillwood Heights.
Section 18. Assimilation. Page 77. Examples.
10 men. 10 men. Downbeat. Downbeat. Fine grade. Fine grade. Incredible. Incredible. Red paint. Red paint. Admit. Admit. Bad guys. Bad guys. 8 boys. 8 boys. 8 boys.
Page 78. Examples.
Tune. Tune. Endure. Endure. Factual. Factual. Educate. Educate.
Exercise 83, page 78. Look at the dictionary entries on this page. In each entry, circle the pronunciation you hear. 1.
Costume.
2.
Tube.
3.
Mildew.
4.
A juice.
5.
Amplitude.
6.
Reduce.
7.
Education.
8.
Reconstitute.
Exercise 84, page 79. Use the following text as you wish. 3 approaches are suggested in the book.
He swung round, startled. A knock on his door. There must be some mistake, or his ears were playing him tricks. The darkness of the room, for he had not yet switched on the lights, made this seem more plausible. But no, the knock was repeated. Come in, he said in a thin, cracked voice, and cleared his throat. Come in. He moved eagerly towards the door to welcome his visitor and to turn the lights on at the same time, but collided with a chair and dropped his cigar, which rolled under the table. He dived after it as the door opened. A segment of light from the corridor fell across the floor, but did not reveal the hiding place of the cigar. A woman's voice said uncertainly, Professor Zapp? Yeah, come in. Would you switch the light on, please? The lights came on, and he heard the woman gasp, Where are you? Under here. He found himself staring at a pair of thick fur-lined boots and the hemline of a shaggy fur coat. To these was added, a moment later, an inverted female face, scarved, red-nosed, and apprehensive. I'll be right with you, he said. I dropped my cigar somewhere under here.
Section 20. Incorrect pronunciations. Exercise 86, page 82. Listen to the text being read by an aspiring newsreader. 12 words are pronounced in a way which is not the main pronunciation. Underline and transcribe the words. Use the dictionary to check the status of these pronunciations. Are they alternative, regional, or incorrect pronunciations? Complete the table in the book.
Several London papers claimed today that a burglary had taken place at Buckingham Palace. A spokesperson refused to confirm whether or not anything had been stolen. A nuclear power station in Bangor, North Wales, has been closed down while maintenance work is carried out. Ashfelt on the roof of the main reactor building has cracked, and accumulated debris needs to be removed. A local pressure group claim that increased incidence of migraine in the area is due to radiation escaping through the cracks. The management of the plant reject this as a mischievous attempt to cause alarm. And now here is the latest weather forecast from the Meteorological Office.
Section 21. Combining Forms. Exercise 87. When you've done the exercise, you can check the transcriptions in the key and listen to the pronunciations. 1.
Cacophony.
2.
Cardiographic.
3.
Endogenous.
4.
Monogram.
5.
Octagonal.
6.
Polygamy.